Hello and welcome to Beyond Damascus, the show where encounter meets mission. Thanks for joining us today, friends. Beyond Damascus is, as you know, a co-production of St. Gabriel Radio and EWTN Radio. It's carried across the global EWTN Catholic Radio Network, and we are excited to be here in studio at the illustrious Damascus Media Studio in Centerburg, Ohio. And it's a good day. I'm going to kick today's show off with prayer, and then we will jump right in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We love you, and we embrace your call to mission in our lives. Thank you, God, that in times when mission is easy, you accelerate us. And thank you, God, when times when mission is hard, that you give us the strength, Lord, to answer your call, that you give us the strength to respond effectively. And Jesus, you show us those brief moments of spectacular impact that can inspire us to continue on our way of faithfully responding to the direction that you've given us in our lives. God, continue to inspire us. I pray that today's show would be an encouragement to our listeners, that we would respond to your call in the way, Lord, that you desire. We pray this all in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this show is called Beyond Damascus. Why? Because like St. Paul, who on his way to Damascus encountered the Lord Jesus powerfully through a moment of miraculous intervention, right? That the Lord shone out to him like a light, a bright shining light that blinded him. It changed his life forever. And here at Beyond Damascus, we like to tell the stories of individuals who, through an encounter with Jesus, have had their lives changed forever, and now, like St. Paul, have been launched into lives of extraordinary mission. I don't even know if I introduced myself. Maybe I did. I'm Aaron Richards, and I work here as Executive Director of Damascus in Centerburg, Ohio, where we are every single day working to awaken, empower, and equip young people to live the adventure of their Catholic faith. And today's show, in terms of timeline, we are celebrating the grand finale of what has been an incredible summer here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, despite all the odds in the midst of the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. We have been blessed here in the state of Ohio to be able to operate ministry in a way that has truly been changing people's lives. So without further ado, I want to introduce my co-hosts for today's show. We are joined here in studio at Damascus with three of the staff directors who work with us at Damascus, work with me at Damascus every single day. I've got Emily Knuth here. Hello, Emily.
Hello, Aaron.
And Jotham Allwine.
Aaron, it's good to be here.
Hey, Jotham. And AJ D'Angelo.
We're excited to be here.
So AJ and Emily, friends, are famous here on St. Gabriel Radio, taking part frequently in our morning prayer labs. So you probably recognize their voices.
We love the morning prayer lab.
I could just leave right now, probably.
The 6-minute prayer lab.
So join us here every morning on St. Gabriel, every weekday on St. Gabriel Radio for your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. Without further ado, friends, it's been a great summer. How are we feeling today?
I'm feeling jovial. Yeah.
So Emily and Jotham and AJ each have key responsibility over a couple different areas of our staff. Emily, why don't you share with us briefly what you do here at Damascus?
Yeah, so I serve as our director of counselors here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp. So pretty much what that means is that we have a ton of kids that come to camp, and we have a ton of counselors that come to camp to serve our kids. And I just help train them, lead them, so they can serve our kids to the best capacity.
Yeah. So that this year, even in the midst of pandemic, that looked like we have, how many counselors do you have on your staff this year?
I think we have around 68.
68 counselors on staff working every day on a given week here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp. As we're ramping down the season, we've got some lower numbers these last couple of weeks, but in our highest weeks, we had 360 kids here on site. So certainly working within a new structure of how we operate here on campus, but it has still been an exciting and packed house for sure. Emily, thanks for your work. Jotham, tell us a little about what you do here.
I'm the creative director here, and it is quite a job. I love it. It's so fun. I pretty much handle all the digital marketing here at Damascus, and our goal really is to capture the heart of the gospel here at Damascus. It's a very large umbrella of a mission. And it continues to just to grow and evolve as Damascus grows and evolves, but I love it.
Yeah. And AJ?
Yes, I'm the activity and safety director here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp. What that basically means in short is just running and making sure all of our leaders are equipped to operate their activities safely and effectively with a Jesus-centered heart. And actually, in this summer, my role in safety has been heightened just with the current pandemic, just making sure that all of our campers come here and are able to live freely and healthily in all things they're doing and making sure that we can still keep campers here.
Yeah. So I've shared a couple times, listeners, over the last few weeks, the importance of mission during a time like this. And guys, kind of to frame up today's episode, something happened for me our first week of summer camp when I experienced the testimonies that kids were sharing about their experience here, kind of into the spring, just in engaging with the families that we know through the ministry. Dan and myself had spoken with a number of families who had indicated that their kids are really struggling through isolation, through cancellation of sports and cancellation of school and a lot of the new different dynamics that were happening at home. So we were anticipating that the summer was going to be really impactful. And ultimately in those testimonies that were shared that first week of summer camp this year, I think that for me, I was really truly convicted of the importance of mission in a time of pandemic, right? You know, if all of your input comes from social media these days, if everything that you're receiving is from the news media, we might be led to believe that the most important thing right now for us as human beings and as a community is that we are keeping as far apart from each other and talking as little as possible and wearing masks or face shields wherever it is feasibly understandable, right? And operating with that mentality, I think that we can forget the true importance of human relationship and the true importance of what we call here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, like the incarnational reality of our lives, right? Mm-hmm. And seeing that first week, the true impact that a spring of isolation had on our campers, it was astounding. And I was really convicted that our mission is more important now than ever. So for any of our listeners who might be wondering to themselves, how in the world are you guys operating a summer camp, a residential summer camp in the midst of this stuff? We're working very hard. And Emily and Jotham and AJ have done a great job of being a part of a team that really supports this endeavor every single day, where we're not willing to compromise when it comes to our commitment to safety and integrity here in our ministry. But at the same time, and even more importantly, we're unwilling to compromise when it comes to the communication of the gospel, right? So, and our kids, your kids, your sons and daughters, listeners, they need it now more than ever. And here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, we've got a team that's just committed to making it happen. So I was hopeful, ladies and gentlemen, that in today's show, we could dive into kind of what some of our stories have been, what some of the victories that we've seen this summer, maybe some of the struggles that we've seen this summer. I'm hoping that today we can sort of put a big old bow on what has been an incredible summer season here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp and really charge our families, our listeners, with excitement that the gospel can do what it says it does, right? That Jesus can do what he says he will, that we can be committed to a life of mission even in the midst of circumstances that are seemingly outside of our control. So, friends, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to hear the stories of Emily and Jotham and AJ, how they heard their call to leadership here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp this summer, and for each of them, actually, it's been a number of years, and then what specific fruit they've seen this year. Sound good? I'm pumped. Okay. Friends, this is going to be a great show. Please join us after the break. Once again, you're listening to Beyond Damascus, a co-production of St. Gabriel Radio and EWTN Radio, and we will catch you right after this short break.
He is honored by the church as a saint with the title of the Angelic Doctor.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Thomas Aquinas wrote a basic textbook for young theology students that became the church's most famous and comprehensive guide to the faith. the Summa Theologica. It is still read today and helped earn him the title Doctor of the Church. He died in 1274.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
I firmly believe that prayer is communication with God. And if we know that God is a loving Father, why wouldn't we want to talk to God? The reality is, we've got to talk to our family, we've got to talk to our friends, and if God is real, and God is definitely real, He wants to hear about our day. He also wants to know how we're doing and what our needs are. Prayer is communication with God.
And welcome back to Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Once again, I'm Aaron Richards, joined here in studio with Emily Knuth, Jotham Allwine, and AJ D'Angelo, three of our staff directors here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp. Listeners, thank you for joining us for today's show. Once again, Beyond Damascus is a co-production of St. Gabriel Radio and EWTN Radio, carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And here in today's show, friends, we're going to be wrapping up a summer of Catholic Youth Summer Camp, and I'm excited to hear the stories that have come out of these three individual staff positions and leadership. And I wondered if we might just jump right in, Emily, by hearing what this summer has been like for you.
This summer has been one I will say I will never forget.
Yeah!
I think. So it's funny. This is my 10th summer working at a summer camp.
Wow.
So
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So I worked at special needs camps in Illinois for 5 years, and this is my fifth summer here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp. And yeah. I think coming into the summer, it's easy to, you know, have in your head of, I know exactly what this is going to look like. I know the drill. I know where I need to be at what time and how to train people. And this summer was something different.
Yes.
And I think it's so good. And I think it's going to make us long term is just making us better. So going into this summer, so my role, like I said earlier, is I serve as our director of counselors. So
yeah.
I spend my days in meetings with our counselors and helping them and training them and loving on them. And in all honesty, I think going into this summer, I was filled with a lot of doubt about what God could do through COVID policies and procedures.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm the only one in that, but I think, you know, we had 170 missionaries coming in, not knowing what they were stepping into, and us as directors also not knowing what we were stepping into in some capacity.
Yep.
And I think, like you said earlier, immediately after the first week of hearing our camper testimonies, I was like, okay, God is not live in a box here.
Yeah.
And so it's been really cool for me. Typically at camp, you know, we have hundreds of kids and every groups are running around and we're having mosh pits and dance parties. And that clearly wasn't the case this summer with our social distancing. So we operated, you know, in pods and small groups this summer. And I think something that I saw born and a big fruit out of this summer is just this whole concept of family.
Yeah.
That in times of like trial and hardship, to have a tight knit, like close family to be with you. And I think that our campers really left this like period of isolation in the spring and came here this summer and experienced this close knit, supportive family.
Yeah.
And I'm just really proud that we were able to offer that. And the Lord was like, hey, let's put these people together in this place to walk together.
Yeah. One of the cool things in that regard that I've seen this summer is as we've had visitors on site, either pastors or youth ministers or even principals and teachers, that a lot of the other areas in the church, you know, schools and parishes that have been completely shut down, they're still trying to figure out how they're going to open and operate effectively. And for a lot of them, seeing that witness of, okay, this can happen, right?
Yeah.
Has been really inspiring. It's neat to see individuals who kind of come here with fear and apprehension that after seeing, all right, like if I exist in community with other people, I'm probably not going to die.
Like, Oh, I think we even saw that in our staff coming in.
It's a unique kind of permission, yeah.
Because all of our missionaries, a lot of them are college students. They came in having a semester at home also. So they're... We had our staff coming into this community, and then we were able to welcome our campers into the community as well. And so I think just seeing so much creativity. So yeah. How do you foster a family in a community when you can't touch each other, hug each other, or be close to each other? Mm-hmm. And it's just been amazing to see our staff step into this and really just our directors and everyone step into this new season of creativity.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, I'm going to make up these random chants and we're going to do these dances 6 feet apart from each other, and it's not going to be weird, and it's going to be actually really unifying.
Yeah.
So
yeah. What have been some of the coolest like experiences and testimonies that you've seen come out of this year, either in your staff or even in the kids that we're serving?
Yeah, I think that I have seen, and it makes sense, but just such a rise of different things with our campers experiencing with mental illness and mental health. A lot of kids have just been opening up about depression or anxiety, this isolation and loneliness. And I think hearing about their encounters with the Lord through adoration and mass and just time with their small group.
Yeah.
And at the end of the week being like, actually, I don't need to sit in this anxiety or this depression, or like, I'm actually made for more than this, or this doesn't define me. And so I think seeing breakthrough in mental health has been like
Amen.
The most amazing thing this summer. And
That's
seeing the
awesome.
Kids so excited about it too, mm-hmm. like leaving feeling victorious over this and like yeah. ready to go home and for things to be different.
Well, let's come into agreement with that right now. In Jesus' name, Father, we bless you for all of the work that you've done this summer in bringing freedom from depression and anxiety and mental illness, especially that's been a fruit of this period of isolation in our country and in our mm-hmm. world. Father, we pray that you would break into families now mm-hmm. and any one of our listeners, especially who's been feeling that burden, and particularly that desolation of feeling powerless against this circumstance. Jesus, we pray that you would come and that you would break chains of depression and anxiety in their lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our campers' lives. That's awesome, Emily.
Yeah.
What else are you seeing even amongst our staff this summer?
Yeah, I think I've just seen insane trust. insane yeah. trust in the Lord that... The Lord, yeah, like I said before, he's not in a box and he has no boundaries. So when we really open up our lives to him and say, hey, Lord, I actually have no idea what these next 9 weeks look like. I don't know if I'm going to counsel next week. I don't know if I'm going to have a bunch of kids here next week, but I'm willing to do whatever you mm-hmm. want me to do.
Yeah.
And so I think seeing the docility and the trust and the openness in our directors and our staff, I think it's just going to, our missionaries, especially when they go back to their college campuses,
yeah.
I just feel like there's going to be this new breath of fresh air on college campuses when they go back, that I think that a lot of our kids and staff are going back into schools where there is fear and there's anxiety about how to operate and how to live.
Yep.
And we have been around thousands of people this summer safely.
Yep.
And so for them to go back and be like, hey, actually we can do this. And God has something really cool for us here now.
Yep.
I think our missionaries are just going to go back and be such a breath of fresh air into the environments they're going back yeah. into.
It's one of the things I've observed, and if listeners, you've probably seen, if you've been involved in social media or whatever over the past couple of weeks, has been, you know, there are testimonies and stories that are shared from various saints or ministry leaders over the course of the last 2,000 years, right? Who've had experience of building community and being charged for mission in the time in times of great turmoil in the world, whether it was the Spanish flu or the Black Plague or what have you. And I think what's consistent and what I'm hearing from you is that when a community is charged on mission, it's only then that we can actually embrace that call, right? It's
yeah.
only then that we can actually begin to see the silver lining around what looks mm-hmm. like it could be a silver liningless situation.
Right.
Right.
And it's just like the weight of our yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what I've been convicted of this summer, is that when like the weight of a yes. So like our yes to stepping into new policies, our
yeah.
yes to saying we're going to open our doors, our yes to inviting campers here, our yes to wearing masks every day at all times, like
yep.
and just the fruit that's been born from a yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing. How's Emily? What's the Lord been doing in your heart through this process this year? Friends, while I wait for Emily to answer that question, I'll brag on her a little bit. So the pastoral system here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, our counselors are not your typical camp counselors, right? The training that they receive and the spiritual foundation that they're formed in, truly, the spiritual direction and the accompaniment that they provide over the course of a week here is one of the most transformative things that can happen in a young person's life. And I like to brag on this being one of those pieces of the secret sauce that makes Damascus and makes Catholic Youth Summer Camp what it is. So Emily, what's your experience been like in kind of being a leader in that way this summer?
I think it's just been humbling, I think, because I look at myself, I'm like, I am not, you know, there's so many times I'm like, I'm not qualified for this, or what am I doing, or what am I getting myself into? I think we all have those experiences and roles that we're in our lives.
Yeah.
And I think it's just been really humbling that I have the opportunity to sit with campers and have them share their hearts when they say that they're experiencing same-sex attraction they've never told anyone.
Yeah.
Or they say that, you know, this season is really hard and I felt a lot of depression and anxiety and I don't feel like I matter anymore. Or, yeah. You know, I just, I do nothing to deserve that trust from them, but yet they trust me. And so I think the Lord is just, reminding me how much he also trusts me.
Yeah.
And it's just a really humbling place to be in, to have campers just open their hearts to you. And then you get to help try and guide them and pray with them and walk with them. It's really fun. And I know those sound like heavy things, but it's weird, but that they actually bring me a lot of life to be able to provide counsel and support and to love on our kids so that when they go, they're set up for success. Because I think a lot of our campers, they don't have people, young adults that they trust at home that they can share their hearts with. And they don't have people who are speaking truth to them. And they're like, I don't matter. No one cares about me. They don't have someone in their life to look at them and say, you have a purpose here.
Yeah.
Like you matter.
Yeah.
And it's those kind of conversations that just fuel me up and give me life. And but it's really humbling to be able to have those.
So our missionaries here at Damascus, listeners, you've probably heard this before. If not, go listen to the archives. It's such a good show about our missionary mindset, right? That our missionaries are formed in the five missionary mindsets, characteristics that we would say are fundamental to living a missionary life here at Damascus. And they are to be Jesus-centered, to be mission-focused, to be joy-filled, to be obedient, and to be toilet plungers. And that last piece is so fundamental that, you know, I heard it said once that when that somebody will, you know, there's gold hidden in each one of us, right? And that you will be given permission to dig and to find the gold in another person, to dig through the dirt when they're convinced that you're actually not looking for dirt, but you're looking for gold. Yeah. So in our relationships with our kids, in our relationships with our peers, you know, that can be an invitation to us that to approach with that pastoral heart and just to love and say, hey, in the midst of challenge and frustration and anxiety, and in the midst of your mess, that I love you and that I want to see what God sees in you.
Yeah.
And you want to see that too.
Amen. You just got to, it's uncomfortable to be able to go there and like to go to those places with people. But if you don't, who will?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we were recording for the Damascus Daily Prayer Lab just before the show. And three of our readings in the next week were all about conflict and forgiveness and just kind of these rough and dirty human things. And there's such grace in actually acknowledging that, Lord, you want me to get down and into the mess with people.
He did. He got in the mess. He did it. So
what would Jesus do?
If he did it, I'll do it.
Amen. Yep. If it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me.
Aaron's number one line.
All right. Jotham, why don't you jump in and maybe share with us a little bit of what your experience has been this summer. Once again, Jotham is the director of our creative program here, handling all the media and creative design. What's your summer been like, brother?
It's been great. Yeah. Thanks for asking. We are, it's been quite a whirlwind in the best way. We actually started this summer with what I coined, call it as the 40 video video marathon. So we completed 40 different videos in the very beginning of the summer. I think each video probably averaged about 10 minutes, and it was quite the feat. And we completed in about 10 days. I think the original goal was even shorter time than that.
Maybe slightly. Why were you doing 40 videos, Jot?
So we're doing 40 videos because unfortunately our world is in lockdown. That's why we're doing 40 videos. So that people that are in lockdown in their houses, they can see what goes on here at CYSC. And so that was the goal. That was the intention of completing this video marathon. And it, I remember like losing a significant amount of hair because
just pulling it out.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
No, in all honesty, I remember waking up and there was like hair on my pillow because there was. Sorry to be that graphic, but I remember being so stressed in the best way. It's very, very healthy stress. But we completed it and we accomplished it, and it it was beautifully executed. And so, yeah, I have a team of about, I think there are 9 total this year, including myself, and with all different skill sets, graphic designers, videographers, photographers, and each person has really just owned what the Lord has entrusted to them and what the Lord's calling them to do.
Yeah.
And with that team, we've just been just producing a lot of content. Again, our goal is to capture the heart of the gospel here at Damascus.
Yep. Yeah. That's sweet. So, listeners, you may recall from one of our previous shows, it was a whirlwind spring for us. It was, well, for everybody in the world right now, but particularly for us. And one of the challenges that we faced was right around May 1st, we made the decision that we were going to not be operating summer camp on site at all. And that came from the fact that as of May 1st, residential summer camps were still on the, you know, disallowed businesses list. And the reason that we had 40 videos, you know, chalked up for that first week of time was because we were planning on pivoting toward an all digital summer camp plan this summer. And that may sound self-contradictory to you, but ultimately it turned out to be an incredible program. You know, we were hot off the heels of a very successful spring when we jumped into the Damascus Live programs that we offered here from campus with our daily morning prayer labs, with our afternoon times of adoration and worship, and then with our evening Damascus Night Live programs. You can catch them all on our Facebook page and YouTube page. I'm sure they're still there. They are hilarious and so good. So if you have little kids, go watch them. It's better than, never mind. I don't want to call out like all the little shows that my daughters are obsessed with because I'm sure they're great. I wake up to lullabies and tiny computer generated people singing every morning and Damascus Live.
It's much different.
Yeah, go do that.
Anyway, our virtual camp was awesome though. Yeah. I mean, we even though we still had the in-person camp, we still had over 100 campers do virtual camp this summer.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. Just hearing like even the breakthrough stories that came from all the work that the media staff put in virtual camp.
It's truly astonishing for me to hear testimonies of kids that are having authentic and powerful encounters with Jesus.
Yes, I
know. Over Zoom.
Well, the cool thing was too, because we had the videos, so they experienced our program, but they each were assigned a counselor too. So we had our counselors go digital and we had them on Zoom 2 times a day meeting with these campers and praying with them over the computer. And God is not confined by computer screens.
Well, I just remember receiving like so many different testimonies of parents who were like, at the beginning of the summer, I was really hesitant to really like buy into this virtual thing because I know COAS, the in-person, is just amazing. And so they started it and they were just like, it just blew my expectations just from start to finish, everything. So it was just awesome.
Didn't we have like a dad that like just like sat in under the desk listening to what's going on?
There's a dad that wanted to be a part of the small group, and so he sat under the table while his kid was on the screen.
Well, didn't we have so many people pop in that, like, throughout the whole summer?
It has been funny. Our counselors have shared stories about small groups that happen, and of course, you know, we thankfully have a great relationship with one of our local schools here in Centerburg, and we've been operating our digital camp out of the school because they have amazing internet service there. And you know, our counselors are sitting in this, you know, nice, calm, controlled environment, and then on the other end of the small group, you've got kids with animals and unruly siblings.
They bring their pets to small group, and
we've had small group, you know, in the car on the way to the grocery store. Yes. All kinds of great things. it's been amazing to see the way that lives are being impacted. Jot, what have been some of the other victories that you've seen in in your department and through your work this summer?
Yeah, I mean, so our department, I think when it comes to missionaries from multiple different parts of the country, I feel as though we are, I could be making this up, but I feel like we're the most diverse. There's only 9 of us, but we have people pretty much from every state. And I think, Emily, you hit it on the head, just the word trust. And one person on our staff, her name's Haley, she's from Los Angeles and she works for Fox Sports Southwest. And she was basically in lockdown for 3 months. Like she basically lived out of her room for 3 months straight, which is even more locked down than people in Ohio. And I just remember her telling me that she was just for like 3 weeks just expecting an email saying, we are no longer doing CYSE.
Yeah.
And she's like, as it got, drew closer and closer, Brad's like, hey, we're still pushing forward. Brad's our missionary program director.
Bringing back memories of those meetings.
He's like, hey, we're still going to actually do this. He sent an email out to all the missionaries and she was just like awestruck, like surprised.
Yeah.
And she's like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I have no clue what I'm actually doing coming from 3 months of lockdown. But she's like, you know, I'm going to trust you, Lord. And she got here. And I remember even this, the first week, you could just tell there was, it's just not good for humans to be in isolation for 3 months straight. And I think even just like, she even voiced like, I need to like start to use my brain to learn how to like actually articulate what I need to say to like, you know, in small groups or different things we're doing as a team. And it kind of just was mind blowing to me. And I think it really just it made me very aware of how important community is and how important it is to just communicate with each other and to remain on mission, what you're saying, Aaron.
I got an email this week from a camp-associated organization that indicated that in the U.S. this year, 80% of summer camps either completely shut down or canceled the majority of their summer programming. Wild. And we've been able to operate here. That was a wild step in faith. So, you know, in May, we determined that we were going to, in fact, bring on our entire summer staff with no understanding of what they were going to do. You know, we figured that we would utilize them for the digital camp and for some additional types of programming. And then within a couple weeks of that announcement having been made, we got the go-ahead that we would be able to do day camp here on site. Mm-hmm. And that was a whole other transition. And then sure enough, about a week after that, we finally got word that residential camps were going to be permitted. So we had our entire staff here in the midst of training before we actually knew that we were going to be able to open. That's and crazy. By the grace of God, that was truly the reason that we were able to open this summer, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So without taking that leap of faith, man, we would have been on that list.
I know. I thought about that. I thought about like, what if that would have been super exciting if they were like, okay, you can actually do camp. But then we looked around, we had no staff here.
Yeah.
That would have been, you know, I'm just, we're so blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just trust. I think because we gave the Lord trust, he trusted us. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Jot, thanks for your work, man. Media work coming out of Damascus is like nothing we've ever seen here as an organization, you know, from a lot of the work that we're doing in music and worship to the work that we're doing in video. Even last year, we released our first creative short film as an organization. Yeah. That was, why don't you give a little insight into that? That's kind of a one of a kind thing for an organization like ours.
I just think all credit to, again, what the Lord is providing here at Damascus in regards to bringing insane minds, just super creative minds to Damascus. And all we're doing is just responding to the passions that these young people have. And so if someone brings on a missionary here at Damascus who has a desire to direct films, we're going to utilize that passion. The Lord just keeps coming through. He just keeps hitting home runs for us, and we're just trying our best to respond to that. And so, there was a young guy here this past year, and it was during the winter time that had a huge passion to direct film, and he's currently studying film right now. And so I was like, you know what, Max? I was like, I want you to just to take this and run with it. I want you to basically use every ounce of passion that you have to make a movie, and we're going to show it at our winter camp. And so he's like, okay. So in 3 weeks, he pulled together a cast, actors outside of our organization who had skill sets in acting. He pulled together a director of photography, so kind of a cinematographer type guy. He got an audio guy. And before we knew it, we were on set recording like a fake high school party scene with about 20, 25 people. And it was just mind-blowing for me to even see. It was just so beautiful the way that the Lord orchestrated this and used Max and those skill sets.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, we showed it, and it was one of the coolest things we've done so far.
Yeah. So in the midst of what has been really a challenging season, I think that our media department particularly has really has risen to the occasion. Yeah. And it's been neat to see even how the Lord has been challenging us to grow and to change as an organization through this. And one of those big ways is that we will, we were able to touch the lives of 150,000 individuals and families this spring through Damascus Live.
Yeah.
And that's pretty sweet. and through that, God's really opened doors about the other kind of directions that he wants us to take through digital programming. So there is no replacement for the incarnational reality of the retreats that happen and the camps that happen here on site. But there's also a place in our world right now, I think, for those touch points to be happening at home. And I suppose I can probably say it here because an email is going out tomorrow, which is the day before you'll hear this show. but Damascus is launching a new program even this fall. It's called Damascus Alive. And it is a family faith formation program that is entirely online. Mm-hmm. And it's a way for families actually to engage in that faith formation process together. We're partnering with a number of different parishes and offering this either as a supplement to, or even in some cases, a replacement for the traditional model of PSR in their parish life. Mm-hmm. And pastors have just been so excited about the opportunity that this is going to offer for their families and all the preparation and the content's really coming together well. It's going to be an amazing and impactful program, I'm confident. Mm-hmm. Jot, thanks for your work, man.
Yeah, I just want to say just one last thing. Just speaking about the missionary program, the media missionary program, for like the longest time, basically CYSE, we would kind of have like a person assigned to photography, and then we would have maybe a random person doing video on the side if he had extra time. And again, it was just a direct response to what the Lord kept putting in my heart. And in the beginning, I was honestly not super enthused because I knew how much work it would take to really start this kind of staff. And I was like, you know what? This is what the Lord continues to prompt. He keeps putting in my prayer. And so he's like, I want you to form and organize a media staff. And this is all kind of a response to that. And I think without an organized media staff, we would not have been able to accomplish really any of the efforts in the digital world. And we were already set up. I think we probably would have pulled off some things and kind of scrapped together stuff. But I think the Lord prepared us in incredible ways. And so all credit to the big GOD upstairs.
Amen. So friends, just as one final shout out for that, check us out online. Check out our Damascus YouTube page. Check out our Facebook page. We're on Instagram. We're even on TikTok now until it gets shut down by the government. Yes. and also Damascus Worship is doing great on Spotify and Apple Music and wherever you can stream music or purchase online. Awesome. AJ, tell us about your life.
About my life. So heading to the summer, being in the role of operations during the year, preparation for summer was, for most people, I think, but for me especially, was rather intense.
Yeah.
Many long, long, late night meetings, trying to figure out what we're going to do.
That we settled on one thing and then undid it the next day.
So, changing. We planned about three different versions of camp. I was also blessed before camp started to get married.
Yeah.
And so I probably planned about three different weddings in the midst of a pandemic as well.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But in the midst of all of it, the Lord has been highlighting, for me especially, the joy of, like Emily said earlier, saying yes, how like the world doesn't stop because the world is in pandemic. And it can't stop because it's in pandemic. And especially we as the Catholic Church can't stop when we're in pandemic, because that's a time where, like many of the great saints say, that light shines in the darkness. Mm-hmm. And especially us as Catholics are called to embrace just living as that light. We shine brightest when it's darkest around us. And so for me, this summer has been just blessing upon blessing. And I want to attribute that to the readiness of our staff to do anything. We've had a staff that has been virtually free of any kind of drama this summer, which has been just an incredible blessing for our campers and for our staff. We have, I think it's because we have a staff who committed to mission in the midst of a pandemic. We have 160 young adults who said, I know the risk, I know the fear the world's experiencing, and I'm choosing to live a life as a missionary instead. And so because of that, we have a group of young adults that are like so docile and teachable and ready. They say thank you when you tell them to do something differently than they're doing. Like, you tell them like, hey, that's actually not how you run the blob. They're like, oh, thank you. I'm so glad you told me how to do it right. Which is, I don't know, if you've ever raised up young adults, like, it is an incredible experience to have them say thank you when you correct them. And because of that teachability,
that's awesome.
They've just seen acceleration in their own lives. Right now, even I'm just blessed. Looking outside the window of the studio, I see about 25 of our program staff who run our activities on site, doing a little bit of just like cleanup from our activities this summer. And I look down there, and they are smiling and they are joyful because
scrubbing equipment,
even though they're wiping down the inside of helmets, time after time. They just know that Jesus is their center, and they've committed to that this summer.
Like, they've made us better as directors, you know, like time. Their docility and their obedience and their openness, it calls me on to step more into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that one of the most powerful moments for me this summer, because of all of the planning and preparation and meetings, and when you're so in the weeds of something, it's easy to forget just the joy of the impact that's being caused. And one just moment that really sticks out to me is we had just had our meeting to replan camp for the third time because we were going to open full-time camp residential. And we left the meeting and we were planning on how we were going to tell our missionaries, how we were going to tell the public. And we gather everyone on the front lawn of our beautiful lodge. And as they're standing all 6 feet separated from each other with their masks on, and we're waiting to hear this announcement. There's rumblings and grumblings, what they're going to say. And when Dan Demite finally announces that we're open full-time residential for the summer, there was true, authentic, real excitement that flashed through the crowd. Like I haven't seen before. And that wave has not stopped this summer. Mm-hmm. That same excitement that hit them that first moment they realized they could serve kids every day this summer has continued until now, to the point when they get new kids every week. Counselors are just radiant and joyful. And every day their activities, doing the same activities they've done all summer. This week we're going on 9 times doing the same activities. And our counselors and our staff are just so grateful that they can have campers here. They're so grateful they get to impact young people, which is a blessing to lead.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, AJ, you've done a great job this summer in incorporating all of the changes and modifications to policy in a way that has been joy-filled and really modeling that. Mm. AJ also manages our site safety here in terms of activities. So all of our staff have had to learn how to kind of operate our activities even differently than we did before. And it's just been an exciting summer that's kept us on our toes.
Yeah, but even in the midst of that, even though there have been changes to activities, our campers have been pretty much able to do everything we would do during a summer by the willingness of our staff to adapt to leading in different ways. And kids are still having a blast, and that's so important to us.
I've heard campers say, I've had parents tell me their campers have come home and said that this was their favorite summer. And I'm like, are you sure? They wore a mask the whole time. And they're like, yeah, they had like the best time activities. They had the most powerful encounters with the Lord. And then that's when I'm like, all right, God, you showed me again.
You're the boss.
I've also heard parents say like they feel like their kids are most safe from COVID specifically here. Like, this is a summer camp. That's crazy.
Amen. And just to highlight Emily in the counseling department a little bit as well, we've also just seen our most intentional counselors that I've ever seen. There's no more of the crutch of waiting for other staff members to talk to your campers. And our counselors have really stepped up their game and have made every moment, whether on clipping a little bit of a harness on the rock wall, making that a moment where they can encounter Jesus has been powerful.
Yeah, I just want to give credit to AJ for, he just is so good at
so affirming.
And gently reinforcing like our COVID standards and policies and I think just allowing us to continue to refocus. And I don't know if you want to say it, but we are 100% COVID free as we speak. So praise God. And AJ, you're doing awesome.
Thanks, John.
Awesome job. Okay, friends, we are going to take a quick break. And right after we get back, I'm going to bring Emily and Jotham and AJ back. We're going to close up today's show and we'll wrap up with some beautiful words of inspiration and wisdom. And then we're going to knock things out today with a time of prayer for each one of you as you step into not only celebrating what has been an awesome summer of mission here with us, but inviting the Lord to do it again in your families as well. Once again, this is Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission, and we'll catch you right after the break.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
We talk to audiences all over the world. One thing I've found out is everybody in the whole world has the same set of questions. They live the same human life. They all want meaning. They all want love. They all want significance. They want forgiveness. That's the most fascinating thing to me. The same answers work wherever you are throughout the world.
Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders, Sunday afternoon, 2 Eastern, on EWTN Radio. Want the latest pro-life news? Want it delivered? Sign up. It's free. EWTN Pro-Life Weekly, your source for everything happening now in the fight to protect the sanctity of human life. New episodes delivered every week to your inbox. So if you really want to know,
sign up today.
Go to EWTN.com/pro-life today.
Welcome back to Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. And once again, I'm joined here in the illustrious Damascus Media Studio by Emily Knuth, Jotham Allwine, AJ D'Angelo, three of our directors here on staff at Damascus. Beyond Damascus is a co-production of St. Gabriel Radio and EWTN Radio, and it's carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And this has been an awesome show. We've just been reflecting on the glory that God has done in the lives of our campers this year. And friends, as I commented in the beginning of the show today, one of the things that I think this summer has been profoundly impactful through has been the permission that people have received to actually not be to not be paralyzed by fear in the midst of what is truly a scary time in our world, right? That as Christians, we need to continually and actively and in many cases intentionally seek and embrace mission and sacrifice and joy, right? The motto that we have here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp is that we live the adventure. And every single day on campus here, it's been a commitment to live the adventure. You know, Jotham shared just before the break, and I'm so blessed that it's a reality that we have had zero cases of COVID here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp this summer. And I don't even think that that is the biggest success that we've faced, but it's that, you know, seeing what our options have been and seeing what the risks have been and knowing that we have a plan in place if and when, you know, we face illness here on campus, that we're ready to still step into mission, right? ready to still realize that, no, we're not going to put anybody's life at risk, right? No, we're not going to be cavalier in what it is that we're operating here on campus. We're doing every single thing the way that our state government has asked us to do, and in many cases, above and beyond. Why? Because it's so critically important that we do this right so that we can witness to the world that the gospel is worth sharing. Mm-hmm. So, friends, if there's any fear in your hearts as you're going back into school this fall, if there's any anxiety about what it looks like to go back to Mass, I mean, praise the Lord, we've had beautiful liturgies here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp all summer, but it's hard to go back and to sign up on a, you know, on an RSVP website when you're going to go take your family to Mass, and to sit far apart from each other, and to not enjoy community, and in some cases to not sing and to not worship, you know, the Lord in the way that encourages and sustains you. But we're in this together, and we've got to rally together and realize that God has great promise for us, and that promise is going to be lived out in joy and in happiness and in confidence and in struggle. Amen.
Amen.
Friends, we're going to pray, and I'll open up, and then in the next few minutes, we'll let Emily and Jotham and AJ just intercede for each of you and your families. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God, give us the grace always to say yes to you. God, thank you for the work that you've done, as Emily said earlier, through the yes that 180 missionaries gave to you this summer in the transformation of the lives of over 2,000 middle school and high school students. God, we pray that the life that you've poured into them would be leaven for their families, mm-hmm. and that the testimonies that we've shared today would be leaven for those families that weren't able to join us this summer here on site. God, continue to work in the lives of our listeners to inspire them with confidence and hope, knowing that you keep your promises that you make.
Lord, thank you for trust. Lord, I just pray for deeper trust in everyone listening right now. I pray for deeper trust in our staff here at Damascus, in our schools, in our colleges, in our workplaces that we're going back to. Lord, we know that when we trust you, then you're going to do the rest of the work. So we just pray for trust and docility and greater faith, Lord.
Lord Jesus, just pray for freedom just to permeate through this country, just for freedom to permeate through each heart and soul that is listening right now, as well as just all the young people, middle school, high school, just for an increase of freedom, just that they can think clear, that they can think peacefully, that they can think joyfully, and they can just engage in this world in the ways that you've intended. So just an increase of freedom. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I ask that you would, out of these campers and staff members, raise up a nation of mothers and fathers, of priests and religious, who are on fire with zeal to share what you've given them, that they would bring your Eucharistic presence, Lord Jesus, mm-hmm. into this world, that they would be living tabernacles, that they'd be monstrances to deliver you to those who are most in need.
Amen.
Lord, I ask that you raise up vocations for them.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done here this summer. We pray that you would do it again in our campers' lives and in the families of all those who are listening. We pray in Jesus' name that fear and anxiety would get out, and Lord, that you'd make room for joy and peace and confidence and faith in every single one of our lives. We pray this all in Jesus' name. In the name of the Father, Amen. And the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Emily, Amen. Jotham, AJ, thank you so much for joining for today's show. It has been an awesome celebration of what's been an amazing summer.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
yeah.
Aaron.
Thanks, yeah. Friends, to learn more about Catholic Youth Summer Camp, to learn more about Damascus, to learn more about Beyond Damascus, check out this radio show. You can listen to our podcast wherever podcasts are found. You can tune in here on St. Gabriel Radio or EWTN. I'm not sure when they show it or when they air the show in your local area, but you can figure that out because you're listening to it right now. Just do it again next week. It's been a joy to be with you. Thank you for trusting us to share the gospel with you and your family. And we pray, as always, that a true and authentic encounter would lead to mission that transforms our world, in your families, and in your lives. Once again, St. Gabriel Beyond Damascus is a co-production of St. Gabriel Radio and EWTN Radio. We're so grateful for them. Carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. We will see you again next time. God bless and have a great day.